The Volume.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen, out the Prairies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. Let's pod.
What's up, man? What you doing over there, man?
Oh, that's Hennessy good today.
My dog, Young Nacho, Young Tig. How you what, man?
I'm chilling, man. He was about to dough for show, for show. These sevens. I'm in my seven mode right now. I'm going to wear sevens for a little bit because, shit, why not?
Damn, Denver, one of the hardest sevens. That DNP pack, yeah, one of the craziest sevens. I fuck with the OG Raptors too, the all black ones. Mm-hmm. Them is tough.
Mm-hmm. Them is definitely hard.
Before we got on the show, we was having a debate about our favorite seven. I don't know. You said yours was?
I'm fuck with the Olympic sevens.
Olympic, yours was?
I'm the ghetto with the black and red. Yeah, I know. Citrus. I don't know my shoes. Citrus.
All right. Yeah, and I'm going to fuck with the Bordeaux's.
You know what's crazy? Like, Mike was really busting like Clyde Drexler ass in them shoes, but they don't really talk about them that much.
Nah, he really hooped in these. That's what the problem is. Like, I love the shoes that Jordan played in.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. Like, the other shit that people be wearing that he ain't ever hooped in, like Lightning 4s and shit under all them, I'd be like,
It'd be kind of weird because it's like, I guess it's kind of like the same reason why like LeBron's shoes don't always hit the same is because, yeah, he had the fire colorways and shit and we saw that shit when it dropped, but like he didn't have a lot of moments in all them shoes.
Yeah.
Jordan was really killing niggas in them shoes. Like the Infrared 6s is one of my favorites because he got the first ship and he was murdering niggas in them.
Yeah.
So I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What's the best Jordan to hoop in? It's part one. Part two is what's the best Jordan to put an outfit on with? So part one is the if you gonna hoop, what's Jay you putting
hoop
on?
For me, it's a 10s.
Mm.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't have if shit. 10 has to be it, damn near. Unless 10. It's the low tops. I fuck with the low top IE 11s. Them kind of get a little jiggy, but the 10s is perfect cushion and the bitch is a little bit soft around the ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with the 10s.
I was a 14 nigga.
To hoop in? You got your black toes is black.
You're a real big man.
Your toes is black. Your toes is black, bro.
14s and 17s is what I hooped.
You can hoop at 8s too. You're just not going to be fast.
I loved hooping at 8s. It's when he hit the shoulder shrug, when he had them 8s on. Yeah. I hooped at 18.
The black and red 14 was my go-to shoe all through high school.
The most out of pocket Jordan I hooped in was the 15.
Just because I was a power forward, I had a black pair of Barclays I had to represent for a PS.
You were number 3 second caller.
I hooped in Barclays.
Yeah.
15s, you should not have no toes.
I don't. I would never take my socks off because I hooped in 15s. I hooped in some black and white and gold with the graffiti.
The laser ones?
Yeah, the laser joints. I hooped them in college.
My walkers are still feet together.
Toes fucked up from them 15s. Nah, I don't know why I did. I did it at NC State too and we lost.
Damn.
Bad time.
My shit look like I'm fresh out of a baby crib. I'm good. What's the best one to put a fit on with, though?
Ones.
A fit?
Fit. The one light shit. We going out, nigga. You about to put your four, fit on. And you can only wear a J.
Four or six?
Mm-mm. Ones or fours. It got to be ones, though.
Well, cause ones,
you can do a lot with ones.
You do a lot.
And there's a lot of them, though. So yeah, I'll give you a one. So a two is out of pocket with some jeans?
No.
I'm nothing on it. I like twos, though.
Low twos, different, for sure. No, I'm saying you could get off the low twos. The highs, you kind of pushing it, but... I fuck with twos.
I fuck with twos, too.
I was going to say, honestly, if I had to, not because you said 10 already, that two is not a bad shooter hoop in either because it's definitely soft as hell.
But you hooping a three? 14, you damn near can get a fit off with 1 through 14.
Ooh.
You can get a fit off in nines. The 10s is the only ones where tens you, is it. Like you got a sweat outfit. Like,
yeah, a sweat fit is cool. I'm talking about like if we going to the club. I think you putting on some 10s is kind of out of pocket.
Yeah, you out of
you getting
pocket.
A fit off and going to the club with some 9s is really crazy.
You can get a fit off and some 9s, though.
Oh, which ones?
Especially the cool grays, the black and white ones. Shit, you can get a fit off and some 9s, bro. It just depends how you rock your shit.
Yeah, you got to go.
Nah, you got to be.
You might need a stylist.
So niggas ain't putting fits together with the sky blue and white ones? They been rocking, nigga. I seen niggas.
Every nigga I've seen with that shoe has an airbrush shirt on. I've seen nothing but RIP shirts with the
shoe. Wildin' now, bro.
A nine nigga. With a fit.
The powder blue nines is fire.
Bro. I'm telling you, you can get a fit off.
Mm. That's I just had that question.
12s is a tough. 12s is a tough cover.
That's a sweat.
That's a tough cover.
That's a sweatshirt.
Yeah, 13 is a tough cover too.
Oh, now the 13 might be the toughest.
13, tough you out of pocket with jeans.
Yeah, that's a tough. Cover.
You gotta have 12, some too long.
A flu game 12 with a nice black jean.
That's a tough cover, man.
Because that motherfucker got
with
a cover
nice black
top.
Jean, and you might have to.
You got to have them a size smaller. If yours your true size, your feet going to look crazy in the 12, bro. You got to go a size. You got to go a size smaller just for the look, bro.
Your jeans got to fit right. And I think you can do an all black for that night.
Yeah, I mean you can. You ain't gonna be the freshest nigga in the room, but
you were eligible to get in the club
for sure.
A nine is kind of hard, bro.
You can get it. I'm telling y'all can get a nine off.
An all gray nine, woo,
and white laces. Oof,
you can get that off, bro. You just got how you dress it up.
Okay,
but I ain't gonna lie. 13,
hey, good. Put the fit together for us, bro. With the nine, my nigga.
13 gonna be crazy
because if you put the he got games on. Put some sweatpants on.
Yeah.
You can't flint. With
if you get fresh and flint, you out of pocket.
I love that 13.
Out of pocket. As a Cowboys fan, I hate that.
He don't really
shit.
Fuck with him, but I love that.
Like, my nigga Bubby, the only nigga I ever seen rock 13s with a fit.
With some jeans?
Yeah.
That's the old Bubby. That's the new one.
My nigga Bub had a 13.
That's Bubby.
I mean, I seen niggas put fits together with a 13. Everybody put fits together with Jordans every weekend, yeah. But...
They gonna kill us. They said niggas not supposed to be wearing jeans and Jordans.
Who said that?
That's what they're saying, bro. So we
that's on the
damn
for sure.
So, damn, it's now LeBron. Hey,
don't wear LeBron's equivalent.
Wow, Jordan's equivalent to bronze. That's crazy.
Damn.
All right, before we get off the side, what's worse? LeBron's the jeans or Jordan's with the jeans?
Oh, LeBron. That's a no-brainer.
I seen Wale get some fits off with the bronze, though.
Wale is a dressing-ass nigga.
Wale about to get some more fits off. Cause Meek Mill is on his ass. He was tweeting the wildest shit this morning for no reason.
Meek was going nuts.
He woke up with violence on his heart, bro. He hates Wale, and Wale don't like him.
But and you know, I don't know why they beefing, and I guess cause Wale is hanging with the ops. But I want to know, like, why is Wale taking pictures with motherfuckers who know? They want to kill Meek Mill. That's supposed to be your man's.
But I seen,
this is my thing.
I seen what he said, though. He was like, them niggas was cool. And he was like, I don't get in between people beef because if y'all pick a side and them niggas going to be friends next week.
I
respect that, though.
That's from Wale.
Yeah, Wale,
okay. Wale said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I didn't know nothing about it. If that's the case, fair enough.
Yeah, like if I seen y'all two y'all was cool and y'all broke up. I mean, pause. But y'all niggas ain't cool no more.
Oh man, no Mike Harris.
And I met y'all together. Man, I'm still
calm down.
I'm still dap DJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what's up, bro? Even though I fuck with you first, like,
whose
you know
eyes you picking, old ass nigga?
I'm just saying, I would dap.
Hold up, nigga.
Cause then you know what? I'll be like, damn, I don't fuck with DJ no more. And then
nah, you right.
Y'all niggas gonna be shaking hands at the club. DJ gonna be looking at me like, nah, nigga, I had seen you that night when BN wasn't there, and you act like you couldn't say what up. And
nah, I
had
to yeah. Be like, nah, I mean, I feel like pause, but I'm in the middle of some shit like that now.
Damn. Yeah, you are. Hendrix experiences.
Was like, the next one April 21st?
And it's on some shit on that level though. So I see. Yeah. But you know, I don't get in between none of that shit because it don't have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? But I just hate to see Meek. Y'all done did this before, bro. If this was new, then motherfuckers times. Would be like, damn, bro. Mm-hmm. Maybe Wale is out of pocket, but you done already had this run with this nigga, bro. Either y'all gonna be cool or not. Like, Ross can't heal this shit now. Cause it's gonna look phony from here on.
No,
out.
I mean, Meek, they probably really ain't fuck with each other anyway. Meek,
nah,
Meek won't smoke with Wale. Wale ain't probably ain't even.
It's just bad shit. Timing for Meek to be beefing with anybody, bro.
Man, the crazy thing about that whole MMG experience is that if you paid attention around that time period, they weren't the first two people that Ross had picked for that group. So it didn't never made sense why everybody was like, why don't they get along? Well, if you really know, they weren't the people that he really chose for that shit. He wanted Wiz and Currency. That didn't work out. He tried to get Nip and Dom. That didn't work out. He got them two. And I don't think anybody outside of Rick Ross really run from that relationship. I don't think MMG did that much for either one of them. I think their careers would have been different. They're both obviously super successful, but...
See, that's tough for me, DJ, because I feel like Meek had a big buzz on the East Coast, but when he got with Ross, that's when his Southern, his West Coast...
Mm-hmm.
His shit took off. He became a bigger artist. Wale had the whole DMV area, basically the East Coast too. When they got Ross, they plummeted. So I ain't saying you wrong about who he tried to get first, but once he got him, that's who we looked at as MMG, the next up. They were the next goddamn Cash Money for us as adults in that time frame.
I agree. I just think that in the high side of things, it all worked out for Ross more than it did them. Obviously, it definitely did for something for both of their careers because obviously it definitely helped them. I think Wale would have been in a different conversation space had he not been MMG, but it definitely worked for me. But I feel like they was both stars, but they still kind of got held back from that shit.
I don't think they got held back. I think because Wale was such a backpack rapper and like he had a unique style, it was going to keep him underground. Ross brung him... to mainstream, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have ever went mainstream because he had a deal before he signed, you know,
yeah, Nike
boot
Ross, all that.
And he wasn't, he had a buzz where he was from in the East Coast area,
yeah.
But I wasn't really tapped in until he started fucking with Ross. And I think that's like majority of the world, I would say.
That's real.
Yeah, my niggas, Wag, Hey Good, they really put me on Wale. Before he blew up, because niggas, he was the phone positive guy and all that shit. That's all we used to talk about back in the day. But I just feel like Ross helped them niggas reach a whole nother level. And he's like, I got y'all here. Not saying it, but like, now y'all go start Dream Chasers. Wale, you go start whatever your shit no is flesh. Called, bro. And let's keep the shit going. Ross, MMG is supposed to be how CMG is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Hold on, which one of your niggas love Wale?
Wag.
Yeah,
Wag
hey,
for, sure.
Wag, nah, I remember he told me he was better than Drake.
That's Wag.
That was Wag. I remember smoking, that. You smoking good pot. Hold, I don't know what be him mixing in this Henny lemonade. But boy, you tripping,
hey,
bro.
My niggas really like, and what put Drake on the back burner is when, you know, Quentin came out and said, so they been Wale fans forever, bro.
Nah, they was.
So
nah,
because Wale is the... OG R&B.
Yeah, he was. Nah, he was on that for sure.
And outside of music, Wale influence don't get talked about enough.
Fashion wise, bro, is.
Oh, nah, he fresh.
Elite.
Sneaker wise, too. Like,
yes, bro.
When I see him get the fit off with the 17s, I say, yeah.
Bro, the lightness, bro.
Yeah,
he's in heaven, man.
I say, yeah.
Oh, he's a dressing ass nigga.
And
we're going to
talk about
sure.
WrestleMania later, but Wale Mania, bro, that's different, bro.
Yeah, that's tough.
I just feel like that their emotions. Like, stopped them from growing to the ceiling, bro. Yeah. Like, Moneybagg Yo is, like, huge right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where Meek is supposed to. That's crazy. But I'm just saying.
Speak your truth, like, King.
Don't do too much. Slow down. I'm trying to have a good show. I'm saying, like, Meek Mill is what's supposed to be that, bro. Like, turn up, bro. Have fun. Moneybagg ain't worried about no other nigga. He ain't hopping in no beef. He ain't beefing with Finesse and them. Like, CMG is what's supposed to be what MMG is supposed to be what CMG is today, bro.
I can see that. I think the problem with Meek is that Meek's talent is so up here, but the ridiculous shit he does is so up here too that low-key at time cancels it out,
that
bro.
That fucking Nicki relationship blew it, bro. I knew it.
He should not be on Twitter. Even though I love it for my own personal benefit, he should not be on Twitter. Because the shit that he says on there, we be like, come on, Meek. Every time we try to take you seriously about stuff, bro, you do this shit.
Niggas like, ask Meek. I don't even want to bring that up no more. Never mind.
Get well soon, bro.
Get well soon. Yeah, we'll leave.
We can start off an episode with get well soon. That means a lot of shit happened.
Get well soon, bro.
Obviously, outside of Meek and Wale having their back and forth. Hey, man, he's had two videos this week that have completely confused me. One, him and that fucking fur dancing. What the fuck was that? And also him yelling for The Rock to get up was absolutely ridiculous.
Out of pocket, bro. Get up, Rock. You know he ain't hurt. Let's keep it real.
How many years have you watched wrestling?
You know he not hurt. Like, don't do that. But speaking of wrestling, though, WrestleMania was a Saturday WrestleMania, the first day.
Two-day event is fire.
Yeah, it's fire. But that Saturday was shaky. It was too cold out there. The crowd couldn't get into it. It was shaky. But that second day, that Sunday, they outdid themselves. I was hyped to see the women wrestle on Saturday, though. Jay and them, the black girls.
That's just fire.
They did their thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
They had a good performance.
I don't care about their performance. I'm talking about them.
Oh, this
I don't want to ruin y'all moment.
Shout out to Jay.
Now go crazy about the rest. I know y'all.
Yeah, you're tripping right now.
Niggas bumping bodies and slamming each other, putting their arms between niggas' legs and dumping them on the ground.
Get up, Rock.
Yeah, niggas saying get up, Rock, and niggas is just playing.
No, that's
dead.
Just me. Nobody else is saying that.
that's a crazy pause. Get up, Rock. Pause. You gotta
that
say pause.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
That
out
is
pocket.
Crazy.
I'm out of pocket. Yeah. So is me.
Because I used to tap my shit.
Hey, man, I'm not looking at what the rest of that
All right, well, WrestleMania, I'm going to tell you how I went. Roman Reigns lost the Universal title. He lost the title to Cody Rhodes in a grand fashion. We had John Cena come out. We had the Usos come out. Seth Rollins came back out.
The fucking Undertaker.
Undertaker came out, chokeslam Rock, Cody Rhodes win, big win for Cody. He's the new era of WWE. He's the champ. He's running shit. What's my nigga name? McIntyre. He finally beat shit. Who he beat? I don't know. Forgot. But him and CM Punk got beef. CM Punk end up getting into it. And then Damian Priest come out for Money in the Bank, end up cashing in. Knocking McIntyre out, win the belt. Now, Damian Priest is the heavyweight champ. So, had a lot of shit going on. So,
my nigga really be tapped into that shit.
Hey, man. Yeah. WrestleMania is a big deal. Having a 2-day event is fire.
Seth Rollins lost to McIntyre. Yeah.
Who sent Astro Speed to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Randy Orton.
The YouTuber?
Stupid,
yeah,
RKO.
Yeah, RKO on the Speed.
Hold on. The YouTuber Speed was in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, WrestleMania was Coco Jones did the national. Hey, they spent that budget, bro.
Oh, that's what's up.
The Rock became a company shareholder and said, nah, we about to turn this bitch back up. They're going to be on Netflix soon again?
Yeah.
Damn, Speed doing his thing. That's crazy.
Randy ordered him with an RKO on the table. He was out. He took a picture with a neck brace on.
Damn.
Talking about wrestling's real. Shout out to that. That was hard.
He also had the Prime bottle on too. Which made
fun. What else went on Prime getting?
Yeah, I got Speed on WrestleMania.
What else got a lot of promo? 2 Chainz was there.
Yes, sir.
Did Snoop do the announcements?
Shit, I ain't hear Snoop.
Snoop did the announcements.
Okay.
Shout out to Snoop.
Listen, they got that budget.
Yeah, WrestleMania
don't ever get
was,
fucked up.
WrestleMania.
Oh, I know the money is long for sure.
My boy, the Usos, they went against each other. Yeet won. That's his name. Saying Yeet.
That's crazy.
They got the rapper.
No, they be saying Yeet. That was his little thing.
I know what's funny though. Somebody was like, "Damn, what's the nigga J. Cole went against when he dissed him?" He's like, "Lil Pump was right." I was shitty.
Nah, well, y'all Lil Pump was right.
Because J. Cole apologized. He's like, damn, we should listen to Lil Pump, not J. Cole. That's I was crazy. Shitty, man.
Where's Lil Pump?
He just got punched by Jake Paul. That's Nick who took the Kenny shot from Jake Paul.
It all is. Right.
Shout out to Lil Pump, man. Well, that's my wrestling info. Wrestling take. Raw shit. I didn't get to watch because we was doing this.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My nigga Jermaine Cole, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I mean, y'all got to stand on it now, y'all. That's y'all
nigga. What's wrong with what he did, though?
Everything.
What?
Why you apologize?
I'm going to sit my hand.
Because you got to really think about it. That's his mans, though. I think he was more like, you weren't really coming at me. You was more trying to battle Drake. I shouldn't even got into it until you said my name, really.
I don't disagree, but then you put that song out. It just has to be. It wasn't like it was that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but you know how he is. He probably like, man, I don't get into that kind of shit. I don't even know why I did. I let y'all gas me up to throw some shit out there that I really ain't even on. I ain't even on that.
You know what's crazy? That ain't stopping Kendrick from responding. He's going to respond.
I mean, he is. But like, man, y'all know how J. Cole, that nigga do not care about this shit.
He said that too.
He did. Like,
I just don't get the whole, got my jaw out, bro. You hit me right here. Like, I just, bro, you made the tape.
The tape is fire, too.
You made the 7-minute freestyle, whatever you call it, bro. Just keep going. You didn't say, I fucked your mama, then I hit your sister, and then da da da. It was clean for real.
But he
so did you apologizing this?
Yeah. Cause it's different though.
Yeah. That's why he said, "Hey, yeah. By the way, them CDs is fucking trash, nigga." He said that.
He did.
With so many words.
But I'm like apologizing, bro. You ain't do nothing.
But you gotta think them niggas was really cool though. Like Drake and Kendrick, I ain't never heard them on a track together. If I did, I can't remember.
Besides Buried Alive intro, which is a couple of us, but they don't have a real relationship.
Yeah.
Kendrick probably like, nah, nigga.
Too late.
Stay over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's trying to let y'all know, like, I don't got no side. I'm me. Like, I ain't with him.
Here's my problem. Can't say that number one shit. You can't say that number one shit because Kendrick is about to say some shit and now you're not number one no more. I don't want to hear you say number one no more because you don't care.
You can't say number one.
He's saying I think he feel like, bro, I got grouped in and I let people gas me like he was coming at me. And both of us, like, we was a group, nigga. I just went on tour with this nigga. That's not who I hang with all the time. Like, Drake just cool. Like, I'm a cool nigga. I would have went on tour with you, Kendrick, if we would have had a tour. Like, I'm cool with both of y'all. But I got grouped in with this nigga. And my dumb ass listened to the internet people, and I done jumped out there. Drake ain't even jumped. I done jumped out there before Drake, and he ain't even talking about me, really. He talking about you. You the goofy with the check. I'm with Puma. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's who Cole with.
Yeah.
Yeah, send some mellows, nigga.
You know what make me shitty, bro? You know that commercial where the dude would tell the referee the ball was out on me? That's how I felt like when I seen Cole do that. I was pissed. Man. My nigga, it was your time to shine. I've been waiting, bro. And you do some shit like this.
That ain't even his style, though, bro.
I'm not mad at him for it, but it's him like, damn, man.
I feel like J. Cole be talking shit, bro.
Yeah, but y'all know Cole.
And it's hoop shit.
Yeah, but y'all know Cole, that ain't his style. He's more of a for the people.
I just don't want Kendrick to come out with a crazy ass verse to kill my nigga. I'm gonna feel like, damn, bro, you can't even respond because you say you don't want to do this.
He probably ain't gonna kill Cole. He really want to kill Drake, bro. I think he feel probably like Cole. Yeah,
I think we're just nigga, I don't know, but to me, I just feel like as adults, we're too old to be saying a nigga gas me up to do something. And you make a whole,
that's the whole world though, bro.
That's the world, bro.
The whole world was on
nigga, y'all break. Gas me up to say crazy shit on here every day. Hey, tell that shit. Hey, tell that motherfucker right there. And I get on here, y'all give me a splash of agave and boom.
Mix it, shake it.
Next splash thing you know, the agave don't have no liquor in it.
Next thing you know, I'm out here telling motherfucker referee calling mama hoe. Like,
that was crazy.
You know what's funny?
That was not inspired by nothing.
I low key still.
That was on the heart.
I really want to bump.
Yeah, you still hold that against Buddy.
Yeah, I really want.
That ain't no J. Cole Kendrick beef.
Nah, you're not apologizing about that.
Nah, I ain't. Yeah, I still want smoke. For real.
Hey, you know what's funny? Somebody we know was just like, next game, I'm going to ask a nigga about that.
Yeah,
I can't wait till we get that report back. Yeah. I said, bro, it's almost playoff
trip. I wish, though, that they would just keep it rap, bro, just because we miss that in rap. I hate drama and all that shit, but that's good for the sport.
It's fun. Mm-hmm.
Like, and we know y'all friends, bro. It's like niggas when we join on each other, bro. It ain't no, we do that. We just having fun, bro. Keep the sport going.
And niggas hoop, like, you in the league. You killing niggas like, yeah, it's my dog, but I busted his ass. Like, shit, it happens, bro.
Yeah, but it's different because the way, like, they got them picking sides, bro. It's real life niggas choosing sides. Like, you can't, if you don't fuck with him, you can't fuck with him.
I think why it's weird for me, though, is because it's not, ain't nobody finna die.
Nah, but you know how a nigga, they damn near tricked me last episode. Because I like Cole and them. And I like but I like Kendrick. They had me pick a side. I'm like, I don't like Drake no more. out of nowhere.
So who had you doing it?
Nigga, just the world. Nigga. I don't know. The world. I
you
tricked
know
myself.
What I'm saying? Like,
I got tricked. Like the world just
man,
tricked me. Like
fuck all that,
niggas,
bro.
I see motherfuckers writing me on Instagram like, you just switch up on Drake like that after you said he was better than Michael Jackson. I'm like, damn, y'all bitches did trick me.
DJ said it like, damn.
I'm like, damn,
I was like, damn.
Cold and trick. I'm like, goddamn, Kendrick burst and tricked me out my goddamn. That's what I'm saying. Shit like that.
It's okay now.
Like Lou said, when we told him to pick a side, he probably like, nigga, what y'all on? Like,
but this is what I will say, or what I will ask y'all. What's your rankings now? Niggas got a new start. What are y'all rankings now?
Still the same for me.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Still the same for me.
Okay. I respect that. If y'all standing on that, I fuck
with Nah, Cole still like that now. It ain't like he put out a whack project. That nigga just don't want no beef. He just don't want to be a part of the clown, the circus, really.
And also, if he's doing that, which is I think is fucking ridiculous still, he's about to drop a fire-ass album.
Who, Cole?
Yeah. He's about to drop a fire-ass album, and it ain't going to matter.
Hey, y'all know who started all this shit? The God. Future Hendrix started all this shit. It ain't nobody taking shots at my nigga. He
Drake got a whole tape.
He better go crazy.
He about to go at... You know who he going at, Metro and Future first. He'll get to Kendrick later. He going to go at Metro and Future first.
You think it's going to be another...
Metro!
The new Future and Metro album drops Friday, and I... Listen, if there's another Kendrick verse, that would be fucking crazy. That would be fucking crazy.
If they have
another
verse. My
nigga's the goal, bro.
If they have another verse from Kendrick on there, like, it's...
I highly doubt it, but
they,
that would be
they
crazy.
They wilding out.
If niggas just make another anthem and niggas on there talking greasy, what's up, bro? They already got Song of the Year for the club.
Like that's crazy.
Nah, I thought Sexy Red did.
Get it, Sexy? Shout out to my side bitch. Sexy Red.
That's your side.
I'm trash.
Who pays child support in that situation? If Sexy Red's your side piece.
Get it, Sexy. Nah, bullshit.
Hey, you fuck Sexy with your shoes on, still. You want to take your shoes off?
I might do it like you did.
In the nine?
No. My boy said barefoot.
If you barefoot and sexy,
I'm
you out of pocket.
Sexy Red out in front of 903 on the concrete.
Not barefooted on 903.
Outside the challenge. New paint on the way.
What's playing in the paint?
Are you playing a song over there? Are y'all playing Get Sexy outside?
With the doors.
Hey, have a Lamborghini door on the Challenger's
crank. My shit like, bro, what's bro car? Remember, bro had the, our boy.
Andre. He had the Lambo. Andre was in the Lambo and not, yeah, he had Lamborghini door. He said it's a Diablo. They gotta take that Toyota Camry with the...
Hey!
I love Dre. Dre, you know you my nigga. But Knuckles say he had a Lamborghini with Honda doors, nigga.
I was crying, bro.
Oh, shit. That's one of the funniest moments of my life.
Bro, y'all dumb.
Boy, Dre,
y'all no, crazy. We don't have no side. This is just jokes, y'all. Don't get all...
Get it sexy.
I'm hot here. They're watching this motherfucker. We just talking crazy.
Hey, but Glow and Megan, they trying to make a run if they get a sexy song.
That with motherfucking the challenge.
Man.
Y'all see Johnny Blaze?
I didn't watch, but man.
You usually send me the shit. I send it to you.
Yeah. Gotcha. What I usually send you, bro. What I usually send you, bro.
The challenge videos. You sent the money back Ari to me.
They had a challenge.
Oh, it's fine, bro.
That nigga just be lying. See, that's how you know he lied. I even know they had a challenge.
He lied.
What challenge they had?
Nah,
what
happened? I said though.
Because I
he's a DM warrior. He does everything through Instagram.
I don't even got Instagram, bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
DJ run my Instagram. You see the collab? All I do is collab.
All I do is collab.
What the fuck?
Damn, that's crazy.
Nah, they got a challenge for real, though. I ain't seen it yet.
That's fine.
Oh, hold on.
Where you talking about the girls
twerking
in
the... I ain't see theirs, but I'm talking about the girls twerking on the joint. Yeah. I seen Kayla posted today.
For sure.
Yeah, I was like, what is
my this? Nigga Kayla tapped in. They
but I ain't see work. I ain't see the... I think it might have just been Megan Stallion on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's lit.
City girls, they, you know what I'm saying?
They beefing, ain't they?
Yeah. Everybody in rap wild this week, man.
Do we care about that beef?
No.
I don't. I think
girls fall out every week.
Yeah, but y'all know I fuck with Carisha, but JT is more the chill, like reserved one. So if they fall out, they gotta be about something because she don't turn up often.
Well, it's a rollout.
Is their career over? Cause like Sexy Red, Glorilla, Cardi, all them's coming out right now. I really don't want to hear from them.
Carisha fighting cases.
Yeah, I guess they go through real shit.
Case, but
I mean it's a movement right now that easier said than done. If niggas just kind of like get along, they'll be right back in the mix of shit because they still talking about the same shit.
Yeah,
that can make it work. And it's the summertime.
I ain't gonna lie, Sexy Red though, I kind of fuck with her music. I don't really know it, but like her beats be slapping though.
Aye.
I don't know what she be saying. But if you hear her beat, it be kind of like crazy. But I can't. I listen to Glorilla album. I can't do that. Hey, she got like 3 songs.
It ain't for you.
It ain't for you. Yeah, I'm gonna let the girls pick what's good because I don't know about that.
As long as it's slapping the club, I'm with it. Go.
She had one song with some nigga bitch, nigga. It was something like that. She just said nigga all the time. I was like, all right.
She can really rap to me.
Gloria.
Yeah, Gloria can rap. Her middle name is Hallelujah. So I think that's why we connect.
That's a lit. Far as Gloria Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm my middle name. My name is Hallelujah.
That's her middle name.
Gloria Hallelujah Woods, ain't it?
Damn, Woods, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. She said Tiger Woods her cousin.
Damn.
They're not related.
Not at all.
I ain't no telling, bro.
That's a filthy lineage if they are.
Her name is Hallelujah in the middle.
I listened to her. I gave it a spin.
She said she ain't sleeping in a real bed till she was 15. Said, damn, bitch, you should have went to the group home.
They got to take a minute.
Hold on, my
they should take her middle name back.
She talking about she couldn't understand why nobody wants. Nobody can spend the night at her house. Nigga, now you know.
You playing too much.
You watch
now.
TV.
Right.
Everybody sleep on beds, nigga. Yes. Nigga. You want an air mattress, man.
Hey, everybody had that one friend we know we wasn't sleeping over his house. On, it's right, okay.
Bro. Shout out to her brother poking a hole in the air mattresses, though.
Yeah, like.
That nigga Shannon said, your bag is trash. You had to sleep on the floor that long.
Yeah, like, bro, stop playing.
Hey, Shannon Sharp, it's not Shannon's fault, but the people who were giving him that sheet, y'all have to be talked to for the things y'all been doing, man. Y'all been wilding. Asking crazy. That question is crazy.
But why is she sleeping on an air mattress, bro?
Why did he poke a hole in it?
Bro, they are poor, bro.
But how old is Glorilla?
Probably 25.
Bro.
25.
Yeah, bro.
There's so many other shit to sleep on. Now.
Not when you poor, bro.
No, air mattress is when we was little, bro.
Come on. All right, see, now let's talk.
See, the problem is,
this is why episodes ago,
y'all got that mattress on the side of the road.
Nigga, I bro, on my mama, bro. You can, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Smyrna, bro, they sold mattresses on the side of the road for 50.
Bro, cool, bro. She is from Memphis, Tennessee.
I know they got mattresses
you,
for 50.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. What movie is that?
Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow, bro. She
bro,
is
that
from
air mattress costs $28, bro. And to get it fixed, they talking about her dad was getting shit to plug it back up. Bro, you spend a 10, bro. Just go get the mattress.
Patching air mattress is crazy.
Go get the mattress for 50, bro.
Well, you're poor, bro.
Bro, they not that poor, bro.
What?
You can't say that. Yeah, you're
can,
not
bro.
Eligible to
they
say
not
that.
Bro. You're not that poor, bro. Because you can spend 50 on that.
You can't say that.
Yeah,
what
I can,
the fuck, bro.
Because you telling me you getting money to go patch it back up, bro. He buying the patch.
No,
Tate. Air tube tire repair shit.
However, that nigga put Fixer Flat in the air mattress.
Man, I'm nothing. Bro.
He cold. He should have worked the fucking Jiffy Lube. He doing all that shit.
Nigga didn't fix fucking.
And you know, and we never know her family circumstances, bro. Like I said, the nigga. I hate bringing this up all the time, but it just brings you back to people being poor. Pursuit of happiness, bro. You act like it's so many outlets for people to have, bro.
He had a
we
reason,
wouldn't
bro.
Have the homeless people wouldn't be outside. They wouldn't feel these corners like they would, bro. If it was that many options for them to have,
bro. I ain't saying that she, bro. I'm just saying, bro. If you can spend money on an air mattress, bro. You can buy a bed, bro. Bro, I swear to God, bro, I bought a mattress for $50, bro. I bought a whole bed set while I was in the NBA in Atlanta, bro, for a max of
$200.
Bro, it was $100. The whole
they
thing.
I have $100.
I swear to God, they got $100. She said it was 22 niggas living in the house.
You said you can handle motion.
Nigga, somebody gotta get a job. Somebody gotta do something. 22 niggas.
Nah, if,
come on, bro.
Respect to everybody in this situation, but somebody gotta make a play.
Man, somebody gotta do something, bro. So 22 people.
If we gonna say Chris Gardner had to have some balls on deck, niggas gotta have some motion.
22 people, bro.
Disclaimer. Listen. Disclaimer, please, Mike.
They had to eat too. It's
yes,
22
bro.
Niggas. Do you want an air mattress or you want food? You need to put gas in the car or you want an air mattress?
Come on,
22
bro.
People, somebody got to have some hustle, bro. Somebody bringing in 500, bro. First of all, let's get the bed straight.
They got to eat.
We going to eat, bro. This is a
poor
one-time thing.
Poor nigga strategy 101.
This is one-time thing. We're going to get the bed. We ain't got to keep fixing this motherfucker. We ain't got to do this a one-time thing. We're going to spend $100 on the bet. Y'all niggas going to chill out for this month.
We not going to eat for how long?
Y'all going to eat.
Because we got to get the match.
We going to eat, nigga. We done made, we got ramen noodles, nigga, on deck. Nigga, don't act like y'all ain't never did that. I grew up eating the ramens, motherfucker. You and them motherfuckers stretch.
No, I grew up eating ramen too, but I grew up in a wealthy household. I ate that by choice. No Glorilla.
I'm just saying.
Over here, so.
Respect. But I'm just saying. They could have one of them months, bro, we was they could have took their time and got a bed, bro. They're talking about you fixing the air mattress, bro. It's out of pocket, bro.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I may not have
respect
the normal.
Respect to their grind, but.
Cartoon growing up watching childhood, but eating in bed, though. No. So I'm not going to disrespect nobody who
I'm
don't
not
have those.
Yeah. My fault. If you don't live up there, you got an air mattress. I'm just saying. She said if she had 15 people living her crib, or however many she said, somebody got to have some hustle.
They should have.
Law of averages. Was nobody trapping? Did nobody go
and
to the
you live in Memphis, don't nobody sell drugs? Sorry. I mean, I'm just saying.
So, okay. I want to move on. No. But I have a question. This is Glorilla. We love you. We just confused. That's it.
Yes.
That's enough for you. In a household, when is it out of pocket for us to be poor? How many kids or people in the household is like, all right, y'all, one of us got to make it shake? Is a family of four?
I'm saying, first of all, no disrespect to anybody that's going through a situation, but there I need to know how old the people were and when he had
all the that's people. What I, that's what I was getting
So if
to.
I'm a boy and, like she said, she was 15, at 13, I'm getting a job, bro.
Damn.
If you're a 16-year-old boy in the house and you sleeping on the hardwood floor, nigga, hit the block.
Nigga, or hit
all my
McDonald's.
Best friends worked. No, all my best friends worked in high school. Oh,
yeah,
way,
I'm saying.
Job permit.
Trey had a job at, shit, 12.
You go cut some grass at 11.
Bro, I worked, bro. I pushed carts, bro.
Shout out to my
that's what I'm saying. I would have never. That's what I'm saying. You could get $100, bro. I worked. I pushed carts, bro.
That's not that easy, bro.
Oh, I did it. I worked. I
fortunate, bro. Shout out to Lil Daddy, bro, for giving
niggas
you a
can
job,
get jobs, bro.
You got a job by default. You were not qualified, bro.
Nigga, Meijer. Work at Meijer. Nigga, I was qualified.
You were qualified to work at Meijer, bro.
I was a cart pusher.
Shout out to Lou Senior, bro, for giving my nigga. I don't even know if he know how to fill out an application at that age, bro.
Nigga, I know how to spell my name.
Nah, you see what I'm saying?
I know my social security number.
What race you checking?
Nigga, I'm Dominican.
Damn, Cardi B.
El Papi Chula. Me and Fat Joe.
Man, y'all out of pocket, man. We love everybody that's going through something. Get well
hey,
soon.
Hey, man, if you're going through it, man, hope you get out of it real soon, man.
Man, facts. I ain't need no disrespect, but I just feel like, bro, you can have, if it's that many people in there, you can hustle.
Hey, man, if we said Chris Garner had to have some hoes somewhere to stay, bro, if it's 20 niggas in the household, somebody get it cracking. That's all we saying.
That's all I'm saying. But shout out to her, though. She did it, though, for her family.
Yep. Nah, yeah, she made it.
And she's taking care of her family now.
Yeah,
that's
now she's taking care of everybody, yeah. So that's dope.
Speaking of families, his lineage been good, but it just got even better. Shout out to Coach Cal.
Woo.
Everybody thought Kentucky was going to fire him.
Yeah, he fired them.
Oh, ain't that a bitch, everybody. Nigga, you were headlining.
I'm so happy he's gone. I'm so fucking happy he's gone from Kentucky. Y'all about to see what it feel like. Yeah, it's going to be hard finding a real coach. Y'all disrespected Cal for all them years. And granted, he definitely did not get the championships y'all thought he was supposed to get. But y'all are not about to fill that job with somebody who can recruit as well as Coach Calipari. Y'all about
he
to
won a championship
set.
There for 15 years. He won a chip. Man, it's coaches that be at that school for 30. How long fucking Tom Izzo been at Michigan
Shit,
State?
Jim Boeheim only got one. That's my guy.
Shout out to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, how long Tom Izzo been coaching Michigan State?
Since the Reagan days.
Yeah. Motherfucker ain't questioned him one time. He got, what, one chip?
You say he been there since Ronald Reagan?
Damn near, bro.
Well, he got one chip, right?
Uno.
Nobody questioned him. But somehow, Kentucky, the UK, they questioned him. That's cool, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to see how it feels to actually have to recruit.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to Kentucky no more.
Who would take that job? I would not want that job after Calipari. Because them fans ain't forgiving enough to realistically deal with the rebuild at that school.
Nah, nobody, man. You're going to have to Billy Donovan, the only one that could take that job because he got a history, a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He been in the league and people gonna respect what he got going. You know what I mean? He can bring other recruits there. Look, I coach DeMar DeRozan. I coach this guy, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. I can say that.
Yep.
And you can respect that. But
and I won at this level already.
Yeah,
this is light work.
Back to back champ. That's the only dude that like can really do that. Anybody else is like, whatever. They gonna be like there when they had Gillespie, whatever that nigga name was.
Billy Gillespie was in there pissing people off, pissing Johnny Meeks off.
Trash. So yeah, Billy Donovan is the only one y'all got that could fill that void.
I think the other coach that could fill that void for that team, they could probably they've offered him money. Damn, UConn. But I mean, when they win tonight, I don't think there's any reason for him to leave UConn. I don't think that UK is a bigger school than UConn. I know it's a bigger school, but from a program standpoint, why would he leave UConn, a historic program?
He built something nice over there. I think
is Rod Strickland still there?
I don't know where Rod at, my dog.
Rod probably go with Cal go.
Arkansas ain't a bad play, though.
Nah, he got bread
down
for that.
The road, what y'all say, 5 M's for the NIL?
5 M's for the NIL.
You straight.
Benville, Arkansas is the home founding place of Walmart. Yeah. That's why he has
some streets.
He about to have.
Shout out to Fayetteville.
Arkansas about to be turned up. His house going to be so big in Arkansas.
Bro, he about to be the white version of Deion Sanders down there, bro.
Man, what? I can't wait to go to a Razorback game.
Niggas about to be Razorback fans for no reason.
Yeah, just because Kentucky
lit,
did. All the people that went to Kentucky in the Cal era, they going to fuck with Arkansas. It's crazy because nobody went to Kentucky because they like Kentucky. They went because of Coach Cal.
Yeah,
that's the biggest.
And that's one thing you said that was really smart. Like you said, that older era, the Tubby Smith era on down, that's I love Kentucky shit.
Yeah.
The Cal era was I love Cal.
Yeah.
Because Rondo still preached that. Nah, fuck that. It's Kentucky, we eat, sleep, shit, Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. These kids, it's like, nigga, one and done, I'm pulling up.
But he grew up there. And also, I seen Rex Chapman recently. Shout out to Rex Chapman. He was like, him and Tubby didn't get along. Rondo was down there, and he damn near transferred. And he would have Denver transferred to Louisville. Because, you know, he's from Louisville, but he's Kentucky through and through. That shit different for him.
Yeah.
But John Wall and them, I would not be surprised if we see a fucking Red Razorback.
Man, them niggas, nah, they fuck with Cal. None of them went to Kentucky because they fuck with Kentucky. They fucked with Cal. Like, Drake don't fuck with Kentucky. He fuck with Cal. Like, you know what I mean?
So his recruiting doesn't change.
Oh, no, it's about to get even more lit. He got 5 M's.
He gets better. Okay, I was asking.
He got an open purse. He's also back in the state that doesn't have a professional team. Yeah. So they're going to meet everything to him, to whatever the fuck he want to do. They going to be grateful for the fact that they got lit teams, even if they lose in the first round tournament. They not going to care. Nigga, we relevant.
Yeah,
because they football program was just the only ones holding it down for a while.
You look at the SEC now, like a lot of those schools that were football schools, like Alabama getting to a Final Four. Like, hey, man. It's coming dual threats now. It's been like that for a couple years, but it's kind of getting real obvious now.
Yeah.
Damn, Arkansas ain't a bad place to be.
Nah, I just seen Joe Johnson. I never seen him say anything. He on Instagram like, we back. So you already know you got alumni from Arkansas who hype.
Yeah, I'm sure Pat Bev going to talk shit. That's where Pat Bev went too. Yeah,
come on, this ain't 40 hype. Minutes of hell. It's different now.
They about to be
so tight. Arkansas is cool.
Hell yeah.
Arkansas is in heaven, nigga. They have $5 million to spend with John Calipari. And I think that John is going to get the old band back together because Kenny Payne, you know what I'm saying? He got free time. Bro, he going to get his gang back together. They going to get the kids they supposed to get. I think he should adapt. I think he needs to probably start being more aggressive in the transfer portal because I'm sure that Arkansas is going to probably want him to win more. Like, they going to want to win, but I think he can't just keep doing the one it does.
Nah, he going to get some. He going to get some older players, but then he going to get them. He's still going to get them top 5 stars because he coming with the bag. So think about if he got $5 million to spare, he going to get some old heads, get them 100, 150, but get them young pups, them stars. Yeah, I got 500 for you.
Let's see.
Coming for a year, we got 500. Get you ready for the league.
He taking DJ Wagner with him?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
But if Billy get the UK job, can he compete?
I think Billy Donovan going to be able to compete because he just going to put a team together that's going to always be able to compete. And UK, I mean, they got money too, obviously. We coming from a big program. They ain't no bottom feeders, so.
I don't see them just plummeting like that.
Nah, they that's still going to be asking. Kentucky.
They Kentucky, bro. They always going to be Kentucky.
But they going to go through some slides. They going to have a... They ain't going to be Louisville bad, but they going to be... Gonna have a little.
Nobody can be Louisville bad.
Louisville won. How many games y'all won in 2 years?
Hey, and I don't never kick the back end of my black man. But goddamn it, Kenny Payne.
I ain't blaming Kenny Payne.
I think y'all won 12 games.
I am. That nigga. I am definitely.
I'm not blaming. I ain't blaming Kenny P, man.
What? Look what he did, bro. Even Chris Mack was bullshitting it. We still never made a tournament.
These fucking kids, bro. I ain't blaming Kenny P, a good nigga, bro. I ain't blaming him for that, bro.
Nah,
I ain't blaming him, but they was saying.
Oh, I am.
I wonder if my boy Nelly gonna go back to Duke. It's a good question.
I saw that. I mean, shit, you know the coaches, your mans.
I know Pat.
Shout out to Pat.
Nah, Pat gonna get them motherfuckers rolling.
I was happy we got Pat. I'm like, hey, at least I know we gonna have a competitive team with Pat.
You think you gonna keep Nolan?
I think he should. I think he definitely should. He's the best recruiter we had. Hands off. He's our best recruiter.
Nah, but Pat a good guy. He gonna get on rolling.
But that's fire for Cal, though. Like, we didn't see this coming. We did. But we was like, damn, Cat. I mean, Cal gonna, you know what I'm saying, fuck around another year or two, get some more people. They're gonna forget. Nah, he's like, nah, fuck Kentucky. I to run this up now.
I feel that.
And he in the SEC. That's the crazy part. Is he going to have to see them twice a year? They going to boo the shit out of Cal the first time he played them.
Man, they're going to go crazy. I hope all his kids come back.
Oh, it's going to be hard.
That'll be hard.
Damn.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College basketball, man. Interesting enough. Obviously, we record now. Who y'all got national championship, man? Purdue, UConn. I saw that Terry Crews did a motivational speech for the opening, and I wondered why the fuck Terry Crews is motivating anybody.
Terry Crews, nigga, on Friday?
Yes.
Man, he let Damon. He let a nigga touch him, man. Got nothing to say about him.
Yeah.
he get to say that, but I. That nigga done been in movies. He done been in the NFL. All kind of shit.
Hey,
But he opened up the montage talking about his playing career.
I'm saying? This shit is favoritism. Everything I say is, hold on, B, you can't say that.
He did let somebody touch him.
I don't give a fuck no more. Y'all got it.
He ain't supposed to beat him up.
But I'm out of pocket on the show.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you.
The score right now at halftime is 30-36.
Hey, Brayden. My boy Brayden Smith. Win or lose, Nasty. You know I'll fuck with you. I need a signed jersey, bro.
Hey, you were a popular favorite. After you said I got a homegirl that looked like exhibit. And Luis cut to Jeff face. It was funny as shit.
I really do.
Who is the homegirl? Because a lot of people ask me who the homegirl was.
Shout out to my dog, K-Sam. We talked. Like,
you said K-Sam looked like exhibit?
No, hell no. She asked me.
I knew it was her.
No. See, I told you, because shout out to K-Sam.
He asked me, he said, who looked like exhibit? I was like,
P, you out of pocket.
And then somebody asked.
K-Sam hit me with the, is it her? I said, that's why we like this. But yeah.
Somebody said exhibit now or exhibit then.
it's definitely Pimp My Ride. Exhibit. She get her hair braided like there sometimes.
Get their hair braided.
You wouldn't know her. You wouldn't know her. Has she been to a teen Halloween party? She was probably exhibit at that motherfucker.
Did she have a Disney shirt on?
That nigga had some creatures in that motherfucker. I tell you that.
Way. What kind of creatures?
The ones that need to. Oh, you just came as you today.
He had no costume.
Come as you are to the Halloween party. It's crazy.
Nah, man, God did.
What else are we talking about, man? Terry Crews, get well soon, man. I know that nigga played with you, bro. Get well soon, man.
Facts, bro. Should have beat his ass, man.
Nigga, we saw you beat Damon. He was supposed to beat his ass,
yeah, bro. You that damn strong, bro. You fucking go outside that man's head.
Yeah. So it's a weight requirement now.
Go outside that man's head, bro.
We're getting out of that conversation very quickly. Hey, man. Why are all the old players hating on Caleb Clark?
Because they stupid.
Every game that Caleb Clark played in this tournament has been the highest game ever watched.
Oh, shit.
Until the next game she played.
This fucking drink on me.
But I'm saying we was talking about this before the show. Like, they played this all wrong, bro.
Terribly, bro.
They was supposed to gas this shit. This is why people don't watch this shit when y'all leave college. Women's sports, because y'all hating on the best thing that's going to happen to the W for a long time.
And listen, in respect to Diana Taurasi, respect to Sue Bird, obviously they legends. But that UConn bias, like the bias that I've seen in that broadcast, so they was kind of like, nah, I will fuck with Caitlin. Like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And then they was like, nah, we'll take Paige any day. I get the home cooking. I respect it. But like you said, they had an angle to where everybody could have embraced Caitlin, even if it's for selfish reasons.
Yeah.
To push the brand forward. But they shitting on her like she weak and she don't say shit. I think it's so weird that she gets so much hate, bro.
Bro, they did that backers y'all posted. This is y'all Michael Jordan. How Michael Jordan came to save the league when after Larry and MJ. Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, y'all Larry, MJ, whatever. I mean, Larry and Magic Johnson. Then MJ came and he saved the league and took it to a whole nother marketing stream. Like, had people overseas and all that shit. This was Caitlin Clark. Is y'all MJ? Y'all was supposed to pub. Like, oh, nah, she one of them ones, man. We got da, 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 da. Yeah, she going to come in a W, man. I'm excited for her to get here. I can't wait to watch her play against her. They was over there hating.
Bro, hating hard as fuck.
Man, I'm like.
Like, what? I get it. It's your homeschool. It's fuck her right now. But it's just like, dawg, she can do so much. She don't have to be the best. Everybody's like, it's different when you get to the league. Well, obviously.
Hey.
Obviously. But guess what? She won't be triple team in the league either. Because when she comes to the Fever, she's playing with Kelsey. And she's also playing with the Leah Boston. And she's going to get some open shots. And y'all going to hate her ass.
Man, they should have just gassed it. Even if they, like, don't kill her when she get there. Like, we're going to kill her. We're going to dog her. Yep. That's cool. You keep that to yourself. Get everybody to watch. Like, when she come over, she gonna take over the league. Like, she one of them ones. I'm so excited for her to be playing. I ain't gonna lie. I'm excited to play. Like, gas it up so we would want to watch. But you, nah, she weak. Now we like,
that's
they don't
crazy,
think
bro.
She good. You know what I mean?
And it's like, that. It's so crazy because it's just like, she really be hooping, y'all. Like, that's it. She would just really be hooping.
I just had it because she don't bother nobody,
they
bro.
They fumbled that, man. They fumbled that.
And any other time that y'all can make it some right stuff, yes, we understand the white privilege is in play, why some of the things that she's able to market, we get that. But some of this stuff, nah, bro, she just be killing it. Y'all don't like it.
But yeah, I think some of the top players in the league should step up and, you know, say, hey, guys, let's embrace the new and up and coming. It don't even got to be about Kalen. Gas the new class coming in.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I done already blew it with Kalen. Now just bring all of our peers into one. But hey, y'all, let's, you know, basically like we're excited to see, you know, the Rooks, or at least let us see y'all working out with them in the summer.
Man, they
little
already,
shit like that.
They already hate Angel. Like, mm-hmm. They made that obvious, like she was sad. I'm just like, all right, if we just gonna pick and choose like this, that's weird.
Everybody that we want to see going to the league that we excited to watch from NCAA tournament, they hating on them. So it make you be like, ah.
But this is bad for their income.
Yeah, but it's like...
You fucking up your TV dollars, all kind of shit that like, you could be getting to.
Y'all hating because she got deals. And I'm like, man, we don't want to... Like, they make me not want to... They going to probably stall her out. She don't get to shoot that many shots.
You know what I mean? Bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that. Like, they going to be hating a little bit. Yeah. She ain't going to be able to be herself. She probably ain't going to shoot that much because she probably going to be like, I want people to like me.
And I genuinely believe her when she said she didn't find out about the Ice Cube shit until we did.
Of course.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't really be tapped in,
she
bro.
Said that fucking Cleveland looked like an amazing place because she's from Des Moines, Iowa. She's like, so much to do here. Nigga, she barely probably don't even got internet, bro. Like, she just hooping, be chilling, bro. Almost... Damn near. See them jeans? But
that's crazy.
Bitch, she don't be on shit, bro. Like,
I said enough.
No, I'm just saying. But I got
butchered.
Got her left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked with that, bro. It kind of made me upset, though, bro, because it's like, I know y'all about to hate on her when she get there.
It sucks,
man. And we all want to watch the WNBA, but y'all make it so
Erica,
hard.
Take a stance.
They make it so hard.
Oh, she better pick this. Hey, look, Caitlin Clark is a nap, goddammit. I'm so happy she's here.
E-Weez better put her arm around her. Y'all better become best friends.
Embrace.
Not too tight.
Shout out to HR. And also, shout out to South Carolina for winning the national championship. I know that gets buried. We need to respect that. Don Staley went crazy.
Yeah, she the GOAT.
Is that number three?
Come on,
That's three chips for
her. Damn, bro.
Yeah, she the GOAT. She right after Geno.
I love how they played that, though, all year, bro.
Yeah, they
was chilling, bro.
Come on, bro. Lost all her starters and came back undefeated, bro.
Yeah. I told y'all she had about eight motherfuckers. When we talked about that Kalen shit, I'm like, nah, she got about eight motherfuckers. This is Kalen's highlighted, but they really like, she got a squad, bro.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, she
got a squad.
And she's a big reason that. She needs to be celebrating.
Three shifts is
more, bro.
Tough, bro. She ain't been coaching that long.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
That's what I hard. Like about it, though, like, they stay humble because if I was that one girl that they wasn't guarding last year,
mm-hmm.
You know how fraud I would have been in that game?
Yeah.
I would have been talking bad to Kaylin. She was playing good.
Ripped her half court with the
but
light.
She wasn't even going crazy. She was just locked in, doing her job. I'm like, yeah, couldn't have been me. I would have been out there, yeah.
Nah,
I would have called
sure.
her everything in a book. Wave me off again.
Watching that game made me respect Kaylin even more, though, bro. I watched some of the games, but that game, I'm like, bro, she has to do so much. It's just, nobody has that much energy. Like,
and listen, bro, I watched that UConn game. There were so many missed assists for Kalen Clark in that game, bro. Like, she created so much offense, getting doubled, getting fucking hounded, face guarded. Even when she had the ball for 2 seconds, made the right read every time. Bro, she's elite.
Shout out to
Kalen. Shout out to Kalen. But, hey, shout out to South Carolina,
Staley.
Man. Don Staley's the one.
You the GOAT.
The one.
And she was fresh as fuck on the sideline.
She been getting hated on, too. Weird shit.
Weird, bro. I don't understand
she it. She the Louis Vuitton guy. I be peeping mm-hmm. nasty. I see you.
Definitely.
South Carolina need to get some Nike, though.
Yeah, Under Armour.
Shout out to you, Under Armour, but we need that.
Hey, I wear them motherfuckers, so back to that. Mm. I know Joel and B left y'all, but I wouldn't.
You a fuck with Under Armour?
Man, they pay me. Hell yeah. I rock them motherfuckers every. I rock Steph Curry's every single day.
That's a wicked.
Y'all
shoot.
Sign a lifetime deal with y'all.
That's a wicked shoot.
I need $150 a year. I sign a lifetime deal.
Steph need to go to the drawing table with them.
I can't even be mad at Steph because that nigga had a Nike presentation and it wasn't even for his name.
They had the wrong name up there.
That was. I can't be mad at Steph.
No, I love how Steph did branded his shit because
he built the enterprise off that shit.
People were just buying it because of Steph. I'm talking about the shoe itself. Like, kids want a Steph Curry shoe because, hey, mom, Steph wears these shoes. Cool. But that shoe as an adult, out of pocket, bro.
Now, the people who are asking the parent to get those shoes are typically don't look like us.
What they look like?
December snow.
It's a lot of.
I worked at Under Armour. I saw them.
Yeah, true. White kids do soak it up for sure. But it's. It's a lot of mixed kids, too. It's a lot of Jadens and Jalens, for sure.
Oh, Jaden.
Why is that everybody that's mixed name, though?
Because their mom got that bob haircut. This is the black and white relationship.
Look, Jaden and Christian.
Mama white, daddy dad, black. So
their mom is a white nurse.
That's what Boosie said.
Dad probably was a former athlete at one of these white colleges.
Okay.
Shout out to Pat Mahomes,
their mom,
daddy.
You know, she does TikToks, and she got a... Cash Money 99, you know what I mean?
What's the whole screen?
She got that, I don't know, probably Hurricane Chris. But she has that bob haircut with those little curls.
What is it? I'm a white mama. Every have black time. Kids haircut.
And when bro started the Team T, he had a lot of mixed mamas in there. And I'm like, she definitely, that's her son right there. Shout out to Trace.
Okay, Trace.
Yeah, Trace was a mixed kid. He had a couple. But Trace is just more than somebody. His mom got the haircut, clearly. Black guys, for sure. So they got a certain look, bro.
Oh, respect.
Yeah, they got a certain look, for sure.
Shout out to Team Teague.
Shout out to them guys.
Yeah. I have a lot more to say about that, but that's
for Patreon.
This. Yeah, that's
oh,
for Patreon.
I mean, WAP.
But, cause
catch us on WAP.
WAP coming soon.
WAP.
My niggas was destroying their moms when this Team T program first started.
WAP.
That was a tryout. How you spell it?
Hey.
WHOP.
Nah, what Cardi say? The real WAP.
What a start?
WAP.
I want to say my nigga name so bad, but I ain't telling today.
It ain't me. So.
My niggas was in that bitch training. What's up, boy that be training LeBron and Kyrie?
Phil Handy.
Oh, yeah. Jeff has a lot of Phil Handy.
My nigga Chris Brinkley.
Niggas was handy for sure.
I would.
I ain't going to say my niggas is in situations now. They finna walk down these aisles here. So.
Damn.
God damn.
Who about to get married, bro? My nigga said...
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying your niggas about to get married, bro.
Oh, and niggas.
Lou.
Niggas knew on the last one. Motherfuckers said D.L. Brad was hitting the powder at Cathedral. We heard Jeff say shit.
Hold on, man. This is all jokes, by the way.
I told y'all that wasn't me.
Hey, because Jabari, I said, Bubby hit the group chat this morning talking about Jabari eating pork. Hey, niggas was mad. Marston, the guy ate pork for 10 years. Stop playing with my name. All right,
shout out to Smart, man.
My fuck.
We use our platform to irresponsibly hand our friends.
Oh, man. Y'all dumb.
Oh, it's crazy.
No, but you know what we was talking about earlier before we get out of here?
Uh-huh.
We was talking about how, like, about LeBron's situation. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about how I got my pops and somebody that showed me the ropes, gave me the guidelines to how to be just a man in general.
Yeah.
And how much respect we got for Bron. Like, damn, he just grew up with his mom and, like, knowing his situation. And for him to, like, never be in trouble, to go through what he's going through, be the person that he is and the player he is, I was like, damn, he damn near got to be the GOAT.
Bron's the GOAT because he did all the things that you just said. He had the most ridiculous standards to live by and surpassed all that shit. Yeah. Fuck the championships.
Deion Sanders, too. Same situation.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine. Like, I got so much respect for people who grew up with, like, single moms. Or don't have their dad in their life like that or whatever. Because for me, I couldn't imagine not having my pops or, like, not doing that shit because I don't even know. I wouldn't have that guidance. Like, I don't think I had a discipline myself just to do that shit. And to hear people do that, that shit is crazy.
You got the game for real.
Yeah.
And from somebody who really did it for real.
Yeah.
You was blessed for sure.
Yeah, that's why I respect people whoever went through that situation where they didn't have a male figure in their life and they was able to overcome it and be like, what phenomenal in whatever field they chose, it's crazy.
And especially with LeBron, to have that much hype at that age, bro, and to maintain that without crashing out. We know so many niggas that crash out with less expectations and less opportunities.
Yeah.
Bro, he had like the biggest weight on his back ever in the history of Denver in the sport of basketball.
Like, just not to even sign with like Reebok when they show you a $10 million check when you a kid at 18 and you weigh your options because you like, nigga, I know if you giving me $10 million, I know Nike probably going to at least give me that. And just to hear everybody out, like, I'm thinking at 18, I seen that $10 million check with my friends. Oh, we balling out. I would have snatched that mother so quick. I would have been in some answers.
Quick.
Career. He had good people around him, though. So no disrespect to, you know, shout out to Drew and them.
But I'm
Coach
saying,
Drew, but...
As an 18-year-old kid,
he making them decisions.
To pick those people around you, like, that's crazy.
I know people, we gloss over this a lot because it was his homies, but on the lowest of keys, if you look at it, that nigga built an empire.
Yeah.
He built an empire as a teenager.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He changed a lot of people's family trajectories off one simple decision, bro.
I don't think that shit can be duplicated.
It can't. Not with the pressures he had to deal with, bro.
I'm just talking about niggas building that type of...
Niggas can do it.
It's doable.
Like
From that young?
I'm saying, because everybody go to the league now at 19. Like, if AE and them wanted to, like, put their mans on and tell them to go to college and do this, take these steps and steps... They seen it from Bron. They can take the blueprint.
Facts, but I'm talking about Joe. People got to be willing to be disciplined. Maverick and them put in that work.
For sure.
I think a lot of people overlook that shit. Maverick and all them niggas, bro, they really grinded to get there. Bron, of course, bro, helped in so many ways. But them niggas worked so fucking hard to get where they are.
But
bro,
I'm telling you, I think if you can see your man's about to be the number one pick, I don't think it's hard to go to school. I'm just being honest. Not saying Maverick and them did it. I'm saying now. Like, following Bron blueprint. If I'm Anthony Edwards' friend, and he say, I know he going to the league. Like, oh, he number one pick. And he like, hey, go to school for 4 years, get your degree. I want you to be my agent. Nigga, I'm going to do it. Like, it ain't going to be like, nah, G. I don't know. No, nigga, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And he's not discrediting Maverick and them at all. No, but what he's saying is just like, because of LeBron, we see a successful blueprint to where
they got
I can build generational wealth with my niggas.
Yeah.
Everybody just got to be tapped in.
Yeah.
Like you said.
He gave him the blueprint.
He was definitely blessed because he was around hustlers too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. A lot of times when a lot of these young niggas growing up, they growing up with their niggas and they from the trenches.
Yep. Yeah.
So they niggas don't even have that stability
to
see that through a lot of times. That's what I'm saying.
Facts.
It's kind of hard for... Like, what's Rich Paul was already hustling jerseys and shit. Them niggas always had a get money mentality. That's what I'm saying. Like, to have a group of friends, that's why I appreciate my niggas I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
We all had the same kind of mentality. Like, nigga, one of us got to make everybody work ethic was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of kids be having that these days.
Nah.
Especially not with that much to lose on the table. He had a lot to lose.
So it can be done. I just be trying to see, like, damn, who's the next? They shit was documented, of course. Like, Bron definitely built an empire. I just was like, damn, who next to do some shit like that?
Any player that's coming to the league now with that got potential to be number one, two, three, four pick, y'all should be doing the same thing Bron doing.
Yeah.
Y'all should take his whole thing. Because that cancels out having to take care of people.
Whatever. Exactly.
You giving them a chance to feed themselves. Like,
that's where your tax write-offs go.
Yeah, but they also going to be working for themselves.
Nah, like, for sure. I'm just saying
I mean, you ain't nobody going to be Rich Paul. That's dead.
That ain't got a deal.
Nah, it's dead. Because them number one picks probably signing the Rich. But you can learn from them.
Yeah. You can still have your own motion.
Yeah.
For sure.
And what's crazy is even on a micro level, I think a lot of people don't realize, because I know it's hella taboo in our community to like talk about finance and combine finances for a common goal. There are plenty of people who work regular jobs that could combine resources or work together to buy things to get that shit. Like, I remember once our family was talking about, like, combining money to buy properties and stuff like that and have it in the family and make money. But then you sit around, it's just like,
especially in our community, we don't want to talk how much money we got. We don't want to talk about how much debt we got. Yeah. It holds us away from simple shit to where other races may not trip on that shit as much.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an opportunity because, like you said, niggas is getting to it at a young age, for sure.
Yeah. That's why I can't understand Glorilla, but anyway.
Full circle moment. Be here and tell the people where they can buy some merch at, man.
Said full circle moment.
Wow. I didn't say full bed. Sorry.
She was fucking Little House on the Prairie, bro.
Yeah, Glow.
Shop club520.com for your latest merch, man.
I wonder if her, y'all think her shit gonna go platinum, though?
What's that?
Y'all think Glorilla album gonna go platinum?
I don't know about platinum, but I'm sure it do well. She got, it's summertime.
I hope it go platinum. Some shit. I fuck with her, actually.
The women running the rap game right now.
I remember her performing with no shoes on and Dre's. Damn. I'm never gonna forget it. She ran on that stage off, bro. With a velour outfit on.
That's before the titties and the new teeth.
Yeah, she came in there with a velour outfit on.
Motherfucker teeth, sea walking, nigga.
Then she kicked them motherfucking shoes off and Crocs. Where? And she started.
That's a legendary moment.
I'm a Bobby. I said, what the fuck?
Hey man, shout out to Glow Up. Cause we saw Sexy Red perform here, pregnant, barefoot. And the entire crowd went crazy.
Lit.
Yeah.
Legendary moment.
I think barefoot's a thing. If you don't perform one of your first concerts barefoot, you ain't gonna make it.
Damn.
I told y'all about that barefoot shit.
And on that note, like, share, subscribe. Don't wear socks. We'll be back with next week.
Yeah, Glow.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.